Recently, the USSA Department of Homeland Security and Political Narrative Enforcement released a staggeringly Orwellian list of behaviors that will land perfectly healthy, intelligent, thinking citizens on the state's potential terror threat list. The behaviors that Big Brother thinks should be treated as big red flags include, number one, opposition to COVID measures. Number two, claims of election fraud. Number three, belief that Trump can be reinstated. Number four, religious holidays. Now, since this video is made to be shared on YouTube, we all know that I can only comment very little on any of these points beyond noting that they are, in fact, items that the elite abuser class and its big tech tools do not want discussed at all, much less thoroughly. So here I will only be able to repeat the Big Brother big tech claim that if you merely oppose COVID or vaccine policies, no matter your reasoning, no matter any evidence you may cite, no matter any research you may have done, no matter how credentialed you may be, you are to be viewed as a potential terror threat, and for big tech's part in serving the elite abuser class, your speech is to be curtailed or completely snuffed out in the name of, quote, preserving democracy, end quote. Which leads us nicely to points two and three, where just by expressing thoughts that there might have been election fraud, and maybe even providing reasons or detailed ideas, detailed thoughts, as to why you believe there may have been fraud. Well, that obviously only proves that you too are likely a terror threat. Again, no matter what your reasons are or how compelling your arguments may be, how credentialed you might be, the only thing that statements like that on that sort of subject can prove is that you are a potential terror threat. And as such, those comments must be prevented from being seen or heard in public by the big tech tools working so hard to serve the elite abuser class that is now completely obsessed with controlling thought by controlling speech. But it isn't working, is it? The more the abusers and their big tech tools try to manage and control this thing, the more out of control it becomes, and the more people wake up to the fact that these abusers are abusers. I will have to pause here in order to preserve this video's YouTube worthiness, but I encourage you to sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com if you want a much deeper dive into subjects like this. And if you appreciate this perspective, please subscribe to the channel and connect with me at hellraiserreport.com.